It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Bill Bodine is off camera.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, off camera. And each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest or two or three. And today is no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, I'm super excited. I have Ula Kopi and David Glover from the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra here today to talk about the really exciting upcoming season that they have. I had the privilege of working with David during the Celebrating LCS Strings event we had back in April.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's an incredible host and musician and conductor, and we're really happy to have him back in Lynchburg with us to talk about all these exciting things coming up. So
it's fantastic.
We're pumped to hear about what's coming up.
Well, Ula and David, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, Ula,
yes.
Tell us about Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. I know our viewers got a treat a couple weeks ago when we launched our test drive interview with you. But let's talk about Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra and as an organization, and then some of your upcoming events.
Yeah, happy to. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
So I recently became the executive director of the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra when my predecessor Mike Lewis retired on May 31st. So as of June 1st. I'm the executive director, and the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra was started in 1983, so we are embarking upon our 42nd season this year.
Tremendous.
Yes, it is. It's amazing to have a symphony of this quality in a city of this size, truly. It was started as a way for local musicians to share their talents and gift their talents to the community, and has really evolved, especially in the last 5 years with David Glover as the conductor and music director. To become a very professional, it is an all-professional orchestra. All of our musicians are professionals, and the artistic quality is on the level of anything you could find anywhere in Virginia or perhaps the region. And so we're very proud to present that to the city and share that with the city.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, tell us about the upcoming shows that you guys have going on.
So we have a really exciting season, and I'm always looking for ways to bring classical music and orchestral music to new audiences and to, of course, present awesome music, but go beyond that and add something to the concert experience. So we have some really exciting opportunities this year. Our first concert's on September 28th, and this is the 100th anniversary of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, is one of the most famous, most iconic pieces.
Yeah.
And it's going to just be a really exciting chance to hear that piece live. But I've paired it with other American music and also other French music, which may at first seem like, what does that have to do with anything? But at this time in the early 20th century, the jazz musicians like Gershwin and Ellington were really enamored by the French composers like Maurice Ravel, who were experimenting with all sorts of things. And Ravel was really interested in jazz. And in fact, all three of them were at the same nightclub in New York in the 1920s. Like Gershwin and Ravel were watching Ellington play on stage.
Wow.
And there's this cool connection to how these incredible musicians are influencing each other and styles are being passed back and forth. So this concert celebrates all three of those composers with Rhapsody at the center. And we end with this crazy piece of Ellington that's for jazz band and orchestra. So there'll just be tons of musicians on stage and drums and saxophones and trumpets and trombones. And it's this huge, incredibly loud...
Excited. Is the overdone bolero part of this? But the
it is also,
bolero,
yes.
That's
that is
so,
also
But that is so great to hear live.
Yes, that's such an exciting piece of that repeating snare drum motif that just builds and builds and builds over over 10 minutes.
And so. I hear Bo Derek is coming too to run across the stage in a bikini, is what I understand.
Yes. I heard that too. From you.
That's great.
Yeah,
no,
that is
what a terrific program.
Yeah.
And that is the kind of program that everyone can enjoy.
Absolutely.
Even
if
you don't know that much about classical music, you've heard these pieces.
Yeah, Bolero and Rhapsody in Blue. They're used all the time in sporting events or the Olympics or
United Airlines.
Yes, United Airlines. You walk through O'Hare, you've heard of
nice.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff.
Beautiful,
stuff to know.
Beautiful.
And then
very cool.
Another concert that I think is really exciting is on March 1st, we're bringing in a group called Cirque de la Symphony. So if you've ever seen like a Cirque du Soleil type show with acrobats and strongmen and all sorts of, you know, exciting circus like performers, they're going to be performing in front of the orchestra.
Oh, look, there's Bo Derek right there. She's hanging from something. No, it's not.
So,
it's not
Bo Derek. The tuba player will not be on a trapeze then.
Sadly, no. No liability issues. But the professionals are coming.
Great.
And awesome. Yeah, these will be incredibly high level professional acrobats.
Wow.
And
this is
incredible. At the front of the stage.
I'm looking at this. If you're listening, go over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, or just check out Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra at Share Greater Lynchburg or their website and social media. Get your tickets for this. Get your tickets for all of it. But
yes.
Man, oh man, I want to see this.
Yeah.
That should be really exciting. It's also a great way to bring your family or introduce people to the symphony because there's so much going on. There's visual, there's musical, there'll be familiar tunes. Mm-hmm. So it should just be a really exciting night and something for everybody.
Yeah, and it's very accessible, and I think that's something that I hope to get across this season is that the symphony is for everybody. It's not just for fancy people or, you know, I mean, it is literally
just pinkies up.
That's right. Exactly. It's for everyone. It is for everyone. And this is Lynchburg's symphony. This is your symphony. Brilliant. So please come and enjoy it, and please come and, you know, introduce yourself to me if I'm, you know, if you're there, and would love to expose the symphony to more people.
Absolutely.
I've said this before on here, but you know, I'm just so grateful for the music in this opportunities in this community. You know, I had a 5-year-old start violin in the public schools for free, and she's matriculated into the Lynchburg Youth Symphony Orchestra.
That's
now
awesome.
We just auditioned last week and she got a violin spot, and you know, there's really no fee. It's just, I mean, it's just amazing. It's a very nominal cost, you know, that you give for the, but it's just incredible to think about the experience that a child has in this city, the ability to access an orchestra. And it's just so accessible. And there's kids from all over the region. There's kids that drive in from Danville for this, you know, because it's just such an opportunity. And so we just feel really grateful that you all have absorbed LSYO and continue to nurture it.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's fantastic. And that's really where the future of the symphony is.
You know,
kids have to start learning when they're very young to really be able to be a symphonic instrumentalist. So,
and all their teachers are in your orchestra. So it's so neat because we want to go
tremendous.
Watch their teachers
that's
perform,
right.
you know, so it's just a wonderful community to support one another.
And we welcomed 24 new musicians to the youth orchestra this year, which
that's
is
amazing.
Huge.
Wow.
So.
That is, and congratulations to all the musicians as well and the organization for that.
Yeah.
It's just tremendous. You can learn more about all of this by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
180?
Still. 180 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform, which is tremendous.
But, Mike, I just cast a vision yesterday. I wrote about 20 organizations that I've been sort of trying to find, and I said, by Giving Tuesday, I'm putting out a goal to try to hit 200, which is pretty ambitious, but let's go,
because
there's some organizations that just haven't signed on yet, and it's
easy
super easy. So
and it's free.
By the end of the year, I'd love to see 200 organizations on the platform.
Yeah. That's tremendous. If you're looking for a nonprofit organization within our community, within the city of Lynchburg or the surrounding counties, you can find it on Share Greater Lynchburg. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, you need to get on it. Be one of the new 20 businesses or 20 organizations that join. It's free. And then folks can learn about you. They can learn and then click through to all of your information. It's kind of like a one-stop catch-all for all the nonprofits in the area. You can learn about volunteer opportunities. You can learn about different workshops and seminars and things that will benefit your organization. And you can even shop and donate to these organizations right from the Share platform. It's just fantastic. You guys do good work.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, we have Lunch and Learn tomorrow at Roads to Recovery. We have just a handful more spots left. I have to submit the lunch orders at noon. So anybody wants to jump in, it's just a Lunch and Learn to learn about a deep dive on a nonprofit. Rose to Recovery is our host tomorrow. And then we're partnering with Central Virginia Academy for Nonprofit Excellence, CVANE, on the 30th to offer a Board 101 class. It's a best practices for boards of directors for people who are new to boards or want to, you know, enhance their learning about being on a board. There's a lot of board organizations that are onboarding new members right now. So it's a great opportunity. And that's going to be held at the Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance. It's a great partnership across CVANE, SHARE, GLCF, LRBA. So it's a wonderful program we put on a few times a year. And then with the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we've just launched our fall competitive grant cycle.
Okay.
So that launched on August 15th, and you have 1 month to apply until September 15th is the deadline. But we just created a new grant portal. It's high tech. It's awesome.
Okay.
It's going to be much less paper and much more user friendly.
Nice.
But it takes a few more steps to sign up. So don't delay. Don't procrastinate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and start your grant process now so that we can help you with any questions or concerns you have so that your grant is in by September 15th.
Absolutely.
And Megan, I would be remiss if I didn't say the LSO is supported by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We received a grant in the spring grant cycle, and we're able to use that money. We're upgrading some instruments,
and we are doing
some outreach in the community. So thank you, and you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks to our donors, all the people who have invested over the last 53 years in the foundation. It's an incredible gift. And if you're interested in being a part of the legacy of the foundation, we'd love to talk to you.
Absolutely. You can learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org as well. And share greaterlynchburg.org for anything volunteer and nonprofit.
That's right.
Folks, thank you so much for taking the time today to talk about your organization, and best of luck with your upcoming season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition coming up a little bit later on. We have sounds, maybe not as pretty as Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra. However, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is on the way. Stay tuned.